Hello, and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you, Lord, for your blood. I thank you, Lord, that you are blessing us by your word and your presence still in this earth. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that is convicting hearts and changing lives. I thank you, Lord, and may you bless the hearer today on this podcast in Jesus' name, and may lives be changed. May people be set free and delivered. May people be saved on today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue in 2 Timothy 3. We left off on verse 6, and I will read that. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Now, of this sort, let's look at the sort, which we've looked at the last several days, and it's the blasphemers, the proud, the boasters, the truce breakers, the false accusers, the incontinent, meaning the people that lack self-control, you know, people that love pleasures more than lovers of God, people that are enamored of themselves, love themselves to the nth degree. Those people are of that sort that is talking about in verse 6, and it says, which they creep into houses. They creep into houses, they get into your lives, they get into your livelihood. They creep into your houses via the internet, the television, on the phone, they're calling you. You're meeting people and they creep into your lives and they bring about sinful ways and conduct and they try to entice you to sin. And it says, and lead captive silly women laden with sins. I find this very interesting. It says, silly women laden with sins. It brings me to Eve. She was beguiled by the devil. She was deceived by the enemy. And it is many of us women that are able to be deceived by the trickery of Satan, and he comes in because if he can affect the woman, he can affect the man, and he can affect the children. Because if we let certain things in, certain beliefs, how we're going to raise our kids, we're the ones predominantly around our children, and we affect them. And so if he can get in and get our minds all deceived and twisted up by watching certain programs and conducting our lives and the 10 steps to this and the three attributes to a good wife and the 6 steps to being a good mother and all that. Well, if it is not founded on the word of God and by the Spirit of God, it is garbage. And we are leading our children and being certain ways with our spouses and our mates according to this garbage that Satan is filling us up with. And he's creeping in and doing it. And it says, laden with sins, led away with divers lust. We read, I think, several weeks ago about James, about divers lust. We are led away by our own lust and enticed. And ultimately, it leads to death. Death of marriages, death of relationships, death of goals, death of dreams, death of you being saved. It can go there where you can be lost because you're after lust. Things that serve you that don't necessarily serve the family or doesn't serve the betterment of society or your neighborhood or your church or your person. That's what it's talking about there. And number 7, verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is worldly wisdom. There's lots of wisdom out there. Man, there is so much knowledge. Knowledge everywhere. But the knowledge that leads to the truth, that's the knowledge we want. The knowledge that leads to things that are contrary to Jesus Christ and the teaching of the gospel according to the word, I'm not talking about everybody that says Jesus belong to Christ, because the Bible teaches this, that there will be antichrist. There will be people that say, Lord, Lord, that actually don't know God. So you have to be careful about what you're following, and you know them by their fruit, but you also know them because you have been studying the scriptures. So you're not easily taken and swayed. It says, ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, which is all kinds of education and philosophies and doctrines and people proclaiming their intellectual genius and don't have anything to do with the knowledge of the truth of God. And it says in verse 8, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate, meaning disapproved, concerning the faith. Jannes and Jambres were magicians. When Moses was coming up against Pharaoh, Pharaoh had his magicians doing tricks and trickery just like Moses. Not just like Moses as in doing tricks. Moses was doing the work of the Lord. And then Pharaoh's magicians were throwing out snakes too and turning water into blood. The devil has power. It's not like he doesn't. He has power. And he does everything to duplicate, come behind God and twist and try to distort the gospel and turn it, is what he did to Eve, what he tried to do to Jesus in Matthew 4. We talked about that, where he came up to Jesus quoting scriptures. The devil knows the Bible, but he takes it out of context and he twists it and turn it and to make it into something that you would be pleased with because you are lusting after something. That's how it gets you. It's from your lust. So we have to bring ourselves under the authority of the Holy Spirit, so we are not drawn away with our own fleshly desires, giving into our own lust of power and money and greed and things that make us feel good, and accolades and people wanting to be like us and people worshiping us, which is like celebrities. It's a form of idolatry. People worshiping, following Justin Bieber and Madonna and Beyonce, and they're every waking hour is to be like them. That is idolatry. It's okay to admire people and say, you know what, I can learn from something that they did that I can appreciate, meaning that's how they actually were able to gain a wealth in order to do something good with it. And this is how they were successful in business. And this is how they were able to maintain their marriage. That's all good. But then you don't worship people though. You worship God. People are going to let you down, but the word of God stands. At the end of the day, there will be you and Jesus. There won't be you standing next to somebody. There will be a relationship with you and God that's going to stand. God's word is going to stand. I urge you again that if you are not saved, that you come to the Lord Jesus. If you're saved, keep doing the work. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. I love you. May you be blessed on today in Jesus' name. Thank you. Bye-bye.